then I'm sure you'll feel that you deserve to win it. But was that harder work than it needed to be?
It was, but we played well at times and we created some brilliant opportunities to score, but we didn't. Well, it's always 1-0, there's a worrying. You know, they had a chance just before half-time, but I mean, apart from that, I thought in the main we deserve our victory and should have scored more goals.
When you reflect on some of the missed opportunities, I guess there's always that feeling at 1-0 that they could pinch an equaliser.
As I said, that it was the worry, because I just didn't think we'd maybe done enough to get the second goal or the third goal in some cases. But you know, we've done a good job at the back. It was another clean sheet. We've been doing quite well away from at home and away from home. We're not conceding any goals recently. So no, it was good from that point of view. But I was disappointed we didn't create more from our good play.
You're in one of those positions where you seem as though you might be out of the European picture. But is that still what you're looking for from your remaining three games?
Well, we have to. You know, if you had said to me, if we won our last four games of the season, would we have a chance? Then I'd have said yes. Today we won our first one. We have to now try and keep winning the next one and the one after that and see if we can finish in one of the spots for Europe.
When you look back, it is the time of year when you look back. So many draws might have been the difference this season, mightn't it, if you'd have turned one or two of those into wins?
Yeah, but, you know, let's be fair, you know, we've got a side which are doing really well and we're not going to win all the games. We're not going to sort of the draws turn all the draws into wins. So, yeah, we've had too many, but you know, some of those draws might have been losses instead of getting a point. So we've got to be thankful for that. The players are doing a really good job. Again, they've done a good job today and made sure we got 3 points.
I thought Seamus Coleman down the right showed that while Phil Neville's moving on, there's a right back for many years at Goodison Park ready to step in, isn't there?
He's a good player, Seamus. He's improving. His defending's improved an awful lot. You know, he's a very valuable player going forward and important for us. So, yeah, we hopefully that if he gets anywhere close to what Phil Neville's done in his career, then he'll have had a great career.
You applauded that goal. I guess it was everything that epitomises what's good about Everton, the movement, the passing, the timing of the balls as well.
I thought we had played some really, really good football today. I did. I thought some of our play was excellent. I thought the goal was a top goal. You know, good football goal, good passes, as you rightly say, well, good weighted passes and you know, a lovely cutback and a good finish. So, unfortunately, it was the only one. I thought we merited more, but, you know, Fulham were always a threat and have been doing quite well away from home, Fulham, so we knew it was a concern when it was only 1-0.
How significant are the league's last three matches in deciding both your and one or two other players' futures in the summer?
You just went to try and play the next game. I'm sure we'll discuss that in a few weeks' time and we'll see where we go. But I'm pleased with how the players are doing just now. They're picking up some valuable points.